This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And that means we are commercial free up until Power Rankings at 8 o'clock here on DFW Sports Station. I'm Sean Treif alongside RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. We got Pepe running things, Caitlin in the back, live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. In case you did not know, we are your home of the Texas Rangers and the Dallas Cowboys, where Sunday they will be having the rematch with the Detroit Lions. And joining us in studio is new addition to the station. You've been hearing him at nights. Jake Reepma.
What's happening, guys? Bright and early.
What's that last name? Well, we're trying to figure that out.
Okay, so if you have any, and I don't expect anyone to, but in Michigan, very large population of the Dutch, especially in West Michigan. Dutch. So dad's family, Dutch, West Michigan, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids.
Okay. Todd Gack.
Like who?
I know most figures with Michigan. I don't know.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It was a little before my time.
You born and raised Michigan?
All the way, yep. So a little background on me, and I've been talking about it quite a bit. Played a little college ball in Michigan at a school called Northwood University. So I was a much better role player and knew I was better at talking about sports than playing.
In what sport?
Football. Yeah.
You played football?
Yeah. A little 4-2-5 action.
4-2-5?
No, our defense. Defense. Yeah. No.
What? I was like, you know you're white, right? 4-2-5?
No.
I was like, right. Jake, come on now.
No.
4-2-5?
I had a couple sub-540s, but that was a long time ago.
Xavier Worthy in here.
The 5-10-5 shuttle was where I excelled, you know, side to side. But
and what position?
Strong safety. So that's what I was getting at. So we played a 4-2-5. I played that third strong safety, rolled up.
Couldn't catch, right? Bad hands.
Correct. Yeah.
That's the position Choppy's always trying to get rid of on defense. He thinks the strong safety's useless. He's like, get him out. Yeah. Just a box. It's a defensive back who can't run.
Our league was pretty so in our league was a D2 league, but like Matthew Judon played in that league. So the league usually got one or two guys drafted a year.
Okay.
And I would just, especially in my position, just pray I would be the safety rolled up and was more in run support.
Yeah.
Then pass coverage, because there were some guys that could run.
Man, I thought that. Did you ever face like a future pro?
Yeah, Matthew Judon.
So you faced Judon.
Yeah, that's when I knew. I was like, what am I doing out here?
Yeah.
He looked a little bit different than I did.
He destroyed y'all.
And then he was actually, so he played at Grand Valley State, which is like a power in our league. And relatively speaking, held in check, but they got us. Probably the best player. So the D2 Heisman is called the Harlan Hill. And there was a guy in our league that won it back-to-back years, Jason Vanderlaan, for Ferris State University, who's had some success.
Okay.
And that was another one where he was like a Tim Tebow-type build. And whether he was running it or throwing it, I mean, you just couldn't stop him. And that was another time I looked out like, what am I doing out here?
Yeah.
You know, got their start at Grand Valley State. Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So my dad coached at Northwood forever against Brian Kelly all the time. So in that league, there was Brian Kelly. There was Butch Davis, who was at Tennessee for a little while. And then Jerry Kill, who was at Minnesota and then New Mexico State.
You know, I thought that all Lions fans and Michigan people are like you. Like, you're nice. You never seem like you're unhappy. You're pleasant all the time. And then you a-holes run Dan Campbell out of his house.
Man.
You forced Dan Campbell to move, stalking. Are Lions fans kind of like that? Y'all got that in you?
No, that was a surprise to me, honestly. And it's, and I'm, of course, going to be Detroit guy here. I hope and pray that was an example of just the loud, loud, very small minority that unfortunately gets the headlines. Because even speaking with guys, you know, still like back home, like right now, it's the most exciting time to be a Detroit sports fan since the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I mean,
we have to hear every day about the Tigers from you. Every commercial break. How much Detroit Tiger radio are you doing at night with Fred?
Yeah, yeah. Too much. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Spittle hasn't texted like, hey, like, I'd rather you talk to Red Wings. Have me on and give me the preview. Chris Chelios.
Yeah. There are no screen doors in Detroit. Detroit. Yeah.
That was one of the first things we bonded about, because it is a great hockey town too.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't been this exciting since some of those 2004 Pistons teams that were going, and the Red Wings had success then, but we haven't had a Lions Tigers combo success in, you could say, ever, really.
Yeah. All right, so how are you looking at this Lions Cowboys game? Are you bitter from last year, feeling cheated?
Oh man.
You know, fan bases like yours, they don't like to accept the reality of your success. You live in fear.
Correct.
Right?
Oh, I'm 100% in that.
I'm scared. There's Super Bowl expectations.
Yeah.
You heard us.
You heard
me and Choppy putting y'all in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
and you don't get excited about that. You get worried.
Correct. That is word for word how I feel. And I think some of the first conversations we had, you guys like, oh, those lines look good. And I'm like, hey, relax on those expectations, guys.
Yeah.
And there's kind of like two ways my brain works with it. There's the 32-year-old long-suffering Lions fan that I've just never seen any of this before. I've never confidently gone into a big game and said, we got the advantage on paper, let's do this.
Yeah.
But the other side of my brain is you start breaking down this team, and at 3-1, they really haven't played their best football yet. And nationally speaking, you're going to look at that Monday night game and say the offense was just electric. Jared Goff was perfect. They were thriving and multidimensional. And that part of my brain just says, just accept it. You know, let it happen.
Yeah.
You got two of the best running backs in the league. I mean, between Montgomery and Gibbs, they're such a, and they're so complementary to one another. They're a little bit different as far as Montgomery being a little bit more physical, kind of a better red zone guy. Gibbs can do so much in the passing game as well. And so I'm working to that point to mentally just look at some of the stats. You got a top six rushing attack. You've got two guys that can beat you in a multitude of ways. And in fact, Gibbs and Montgomery, this stat was kind of interesting. For the first time since 2006, the only two pair of running backs that combined for more than 70 scrimmage yards in each of their first four games.
Whoa. Jake Reitma, a new addition to the fan here from Detroit. Real quick, Chop. If you're the Lions OC, are you running it? How are you balancing running versus throwing against the Cowboys defense?
Well, that's a very good point, because the first three games, there was almost like this inability to commit to how good the running attack would be. They struggled in the red zone, and you finally saw the offense come together in that Monday night game against Seattle. And I also think with Ben Johnson, of course, he's one of the more well-known offensive coordinators, because there was a lot of interest for him to be a head coach, and he chose to come back to Detroit. And I think, and this is just one thought I have, but I honestly think each and every game he's got a little small list of whether it be trick plays or something up his sleeve. And you saw that with the throwback pass from Amon-Ra St. Brown to Goff in the red zone. And I have a little inclination, and maybe this is just me thinking, but I swear he's going to try and do something to right the wrong that was done to him at AT&T Stadium last year.
Definitely try to get an offensive lineman a touchdown.
Look out for Penei Sewell, because in a big game last year against the Vikings on a big third down play, it was like a play action where he leaked the tackle out. Penei Sewell, who's one of the more athletic tackles in all the NFL, for an easy catch and on a big play. And I just knowing Dan Campbell, obviously we know how aggressive he is, and I think that still talked about what happened a year ago at AT&T Stadium, and they're going to somehow try to find a way to just kind of a little tip of the cap to what went down last year.
How different is their offense on the road versus at home?
Yeah, it's interesting with Jared. I think you start with Jared Goff, because the knock on him has always been he's an indoor cat. And with the way the schedule resulted this year, most of his games are played indoors. And so I think you've seen when the Lions offense struggles, oftentimes it's in those outdoor games. I mean, they went to Chicago last year and just laid a complete egg that they had no business doing. But in Arizona, he looked pretty good this year in one of the road games this season. But there wasn't that time where the offense didn't necessarily step on the gas and go for the jugular. You know, in that game, they let Arizona hang around. And that's what's been kind of interesting about this Lions team is at 3-1, I still think there's a belief they haven't played their best complementary football, because the first
you
couple of games.
You say that word in an interesting way.
Yeah.
It's complementary.
Yeah. Say very Dutch.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. Looking at me and I'm thinking, what did I say? But
dad used to say it like that.
Complementary?
My dad used to call it elementary school.
Oh, yeah. That's what. Yeah. Elementary school.
Well, are you for real?
Yeah.
Wait, do you say that way? He's looking at us like,
Lakes people.
But you know the other way that we're thinking about saying it.
Complimentary.
There you go.
Yeah,
and
but sort of.
And elementary.
Or complimentary. Either one.
But complimentary just kind of spills out of your mouth. You
okay. Know?
Complimentary. Grammar advice from someone from Michigan.
How would you say the word W-A-S-H?
Oh, I say wash, but... But most of my family will say Warsh.
Oh, that's
Warsh.
Maryland throws an R up in that water.
Dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Are all of your golf questions gone? And fill in the blank. Jared Goff is a what type quarterback? Is he a franchise quarterback? Is he a game manager? Is he above a game manager? You have absolute belief in him that he can win a Super Bowl?
See, I'm going to answer this question first as Jake Riedma because I'm as big of a Jared Goff fan as it gets. My last, my last show in Detroit was pay this man. He's the franchise quarterback. He will go down as the greatest Lions quarterback of all time. Don't even make me bring
it's
up.
Not saying much.
Yeah, well, Scott I was gonna give props to your guy, you know, our Dallas guy, Matthew Stafford.
Bobby Lane, was he one of yours?
Oh, yeah. Jared Goff will go down better than Matt Stafford.
Absolutely, absolutely. Based on the success that Bobby, he can have in the postseason success. But as far as, and I think today's NFL landscape, if we know anything, you pay your quarterback. And so I was all for the big contract extension with Jared Goff. I think he's the franchise quarterback. I think what he and Ben Johnson have been able to do complementary to one another just shows what can be done in Detroit. And I know the knock on him is, you know, if the pocket collapses, he's not great throwing under pressure, but he's starting that also factors into how the team is built. I mean, we're talking about one of the best offensive lines in all the National Football League. So I believe wholeheartedly in all 11 guys on that Lions offense that starts with Jared Goff. And despite some of the, you know, the indoor outdoor splits and some of the, I think you can cherry pick with a lot of quarterbacks, but with Goff, there's no doubt in my mind he will go down as the greatest Lions quarterback of all time.
Wow.
Does the Lions defense begin and end with Aiden Hutchinson and Kirby Joseph?
Yeah, the Lions defense has been kind of just an anomaly to try and figure out because the first three games, they were really good. And then Geno Smith had a career night and tore them apart. Yeah. In Lions circles and kind of the conversation is you got to get Aiden Hutchinson some help. There just hasn't been that other piece to rush the quarterback to be complimentary. How many times am I going to say that?
Hopefully not anymore.
Yeah, right. But James Houston has been kind of a disappointment. Marcus Davenport's been banged up. And then the secondary is also interesting because Aaron Glenn, you know, he's...
I didn't say secondary.
Secondary.
I'm just going to be second-guessing everything now. I'm going to try and talk faster, then maybe you guys won't know that or notice anything. But Brian Branch will be back against Dallas, which is, you know, he was a first-round pick out of Alabama who missed that game against Seattle. So I think that was a big loss. And then Derek Barnes, one of the linebackers, is still out and is not expected to play against the Cowboys, so that's a big loss. But Aiden Hutchinson's just been a freak. And even though he still leads the NFL in sacks despite the bye week, and he still had a couple of games, I think about that Sunday night opener against the Rams and Matthew Stafford, who was so good at getting the ball out quick, and Hutchinson was impacting the game, but he wasn't registering those sacks. So I think defensively, you look at this Lions team, starts with Aiden Hutchinson. Kirby Joseph has been good in the secondary. I think, you know, you look at Terrion Arnold, who was the Lions' first-round pick that we traded with the Cowboys. He's been a little bit of a disappointment. He's been one of the highest penalized players in all the NFL.
Bama guy.
Is there a conversation about the SEC that goes on this show? I haven't paid attention.
Not a conversation, just facts.
Yeah, there you go. I know I'm derailing a little bit, but your court or your field storming stuff was so awesome. Loving every second of that. That's a bucket list for me.
Yeah, are you a Michigan State?
Going to a
Michigan?
Vandy game is a bucket list?
No, storming the field. Storming the field.
Who was your college team?
So I played at Northwood, which is a D2 school.
Oh, you told us.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
4-2-5. Yeah. You play very complimentary football.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So I went to Northwestern in their sports broadcasting program.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Nerd. Yeah. They're the worst. The one thing I will take pride in with the Northwestern thing, and shout out to all my classmates, they're great, but I look around and I was like, these guys are either some of the most pretentious people you will meet or just the biggest nerds. Like, I got to be the coolest guy in the class, right? I root for Northwestern, and David Bruns, he's had some growing pains. Last year, they were a pleasant surprise, but all we've really got going for us this year is that cool stadium by the lake.
All right, so you're a gambling guy. You're on top of it.
Yeah, hopefully my grandma's not listening because she says I gamble too much.
So how would you look at this spread with Lions -3?
Yeah, I would take the Lions to cover easily. And this is where both sides of my brain start working because I get a little excited with what this team looks like, but the 32 years of PTSD and watching this Lions team fall flat on their face so often still makes me nervous. But I was thinking about before I came in here, you got to go with your gut, right? That's what this business is all about. So I believe in the Lions. I'm going to take them to cover the three. And, you know, I would even throw up a friendly wager to anybody that would be willing with the three. So, I mean, something as we can do monetary, or we could do something as simple like a jersey bet. You know, I'm sure someone would want to rock my Jared Goff jersey around these parts.
Right.
Or even just a tweet or something. But okay. I'd be willing to put something on the line for the Lions to cover three.
He's got a little, I don't think any of us are going to take that. I don't think any of us are going to bet Dallas hard on that.
I'm saying against the spread, though.
It was three
points. Yeah, 3 points.
Are you going to try to go?
So I'm on Sunday morning leading up to the pregame show.
Uh-huh.
Free plug, right? And so I was debating it, but I do the Locked On Detroit postgame show. So if I were to go, I'd have to be back somewhere to record Locked On Detroit postgame. Right. So.
Okay. Hey, great job. Well done. When they play again in how many years, we'll have you back on.
I mean, look, if they both finish in first or second place, then we'll play again next year.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
We're not finishing where the Lions finish, but...
You know what I mean? Like, first place in the NFC plays first
just
place.
What happened this year.
Is your OC definitely gone as a head coach?
I think he's got to be. I was shocked he didn't go, and
but he turned down stuff.
Apparently. Yeah. I think there was a lot. I don't know if there was any formal offers, but he was, you know, the most highly coveted guy.
Was he weird with interviewing Bobby? Was that the word on Ben Johnson?
Ben Johnson did a little bit of a Josh McDaniels thing.
Yeah.
Washington was flying to go see him, and then he changed his mind and told him to turn the plane around.
All right, Jake, tell the Tolos when you're on again.
Friday night, me and CA will be 7 p. to 11. Yeah, got you down. Yeah, so CA and I, and then all weekend. So... I think it's a 1 to 5 on Saturday, but hey, you know, Tolos, they turn it on, they leave it on.
There you go. Well done, Jake Riepma, giving us the grammar education here in studio and the awesome Lions preview. Let's chop it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.